So another major development in terms of targeted therapy of AML has been the use of IDH inhibitors, two approved. And maybe to get into that, we can hear about your 44-year-old patient.
This is a young lady who was initially seen and received our intensive induction regimen, which is cladribine plus idarubicin plus intermediate dose cytarabine. So this is a pretty intensive chemotherapy regimen. Unfortunately, she didn't achieve a remission with the first cycle. We gave her a second cycle. Of course, throughout this, she developed infections and pneumonia and complications, and unfortunately, even after the second cycle, did not achieve a response. She was found to have an IDH2 mutation, and we put her on enasidenib, and she achieved a very nice complete response with a single oral agent. And she has so far declined the transplant despite my significant advice to the contrary that she should go to an allogeneic transplant, but hopefully she will eventually.
So when she received the enasidenib, any complications? And can you talk a little bit about differentiation syndrome? Did she have anything to suggest that?
She didn't. Differentiation syndrome occurs in about up to 15% of patients who receive either enasidenib or the IDH1 inhibitor, ivosidenib. And this is very similar to what we used to see with ATRA in APL. Patients develop fever, shortness of breath, pulmonary infiltrates, maybe a little effusions, and the YCAN tends to go up, not always, but can go up. And it responds very well to steroids. So dexamethasone, and if really absolutely needed, you could hold the drug. But in general, the steroids are very useful to alleviating the problem.
When do you usually see this?
Unfortunately, there's nothing specifically that predicts development of ivosidenib or enasidenib differentiation syndrome. It can occur any time. In some of the reports, it occurred after second or third or fourth cycle. So it's something to be aware of. And that brings us to another point that with these oral agents, there is virtually no toxicity. So the patients with relapsed disease can take them, and they may achieve a response after 3 or 4 months of therapy. So they should not be abandoned too quickly because responses can occur after several months of therapy.